this, and then we'll take a break so we can talk to Coach Rindall and talk our Warhawk football like we do every year with him. Just listening to Jesse do a Sports Center on ESPN Madison, and then you telling your story about Craig James and that Rose Bowl team. Tausch, I would like for you to enlighten us with your experience, because I remember Brett Favre used to love to say, yeah, all that rah-rah stuff, he would use a different word, is great, but usually the guy that's saying, they called us a bunch of cream puffs, he runs out there and he gets his block knocked off on the opening kickoff and he's never heard from again. So when you talk, when you hear Brian Anderson talk about, I hope the Brewers, and I know they are, hearing the worst team to have the best record in baseball history, when you heard the things being said about your Rose Bowl team, how does that factor in? In what way does that have an impact for a competitive athlete like yourself?
So guys don't believe that. They use it and say, well, blank off. And right. In a game where margins are tight and the preparation is, you know, really important, anytime you can have someone maybe a little bit more on edge and maybe a little bit more close to the, just a little bit of motivation can sometimes be the difference. And it can be the dumbest stuff. And there's a – now, winners always write history. So you can remember when I think it was Washington was playing Buffalo and somebody from – Buffalo in the Super Bowl, and I remember Schlereth telling the story. They made that their D line coach made some comment, like a what you would think was like a meaningless comment, and that entire offensive line room looked at it and thought, "Well, blank you, we're gonna end up." And they end up running the ball. And Timmy Smith had one of the great rushing performances of all time in that Super Bowl.
Yep.
There's stories like that every time someone finds that little bit. And the motivation, and it could have been when Jason Wilde said as he's driving on a bus, I don't see how this team can lose. It's just these little things that, you know, in the grand scheme, Brett is 100% right. If you don't have the horses, you're not going to have the horses. But usually in big games and you get to this spot, there's enough horses to go around. It's going to be who runs the smartest path and who finishes it off the strongest, who runs the smartest race.
Does it factor in during the lead up? Like, is there a greater focus and a greater intensity to the preparation?
I just think there's just a, and it, again, you're talking about minute margins,
right?
So any little bit can help. Now there's probably 100 stories the other way, where somebody talked a bunch of smack, said something, and then they went out and smacked them around and said, "Yeah, I told you this was going to happen."
Right, right.
But those stories don't get written because they're not as cute. And when it comes to baseball Saturday and Monday and whatever else, it's going to come down to who wins. It ain't going to be about, well, BA said this, and, oh, they're the worst team. Just like had UCLA probably felt a little dejected because they thought they should have been in the national championship, but Miami whooped them. Maybe that had more to do with it than Craig James saying Wisconsin stunk. It can be both. But, again, little things in sports, when you're talking about at the highest level, they do matter. That's why coaches preach the small details. Because you're dealing with a lot of really good players at all levels. Little things make the difference. And that little extra fire, that little bit, maybe I'll watch an extra clip of film. Maybe I'll do this that I wouldn't have done if somebody didn't personally insult me. Like, that stuff is real. But it is far on the other side of, you know, that is always the difference maker. It's just when they happen, which is rare, you hear about them a lot because it's fun.
Okay. I'm always fascinated by that because the mentality part of it is really intriguing to me. And you guys, clearly, that 99 team took every slight it could and channeled it into success. Mm-hmm. There's no denying that.
No
and
doubt.
Barry Alvarez is a master of utilizing that kind of stuff because he also had the wherewithal when, you know, guys say we're going to go win the Big Ten when he was starting to build up the program.
Got to be honest, too.
You got to be right. exactly. You got to be honest about Jones Dairy Farm, which you absolutely love.
Indeed, it's family-owned and operated for seven generations in Fort Atkinson, all the way since 1889, and they're best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. None of that filler, nitrate, MSG, gluten, none of that. It's all natural. That's why it's been way ahead of the curve. And the bacon, life-changing. Why is it so special? Well, it's dry-aged for up to 3 weeks. You got intense flavor. It is worth the wait. Find all of Jones' great products at grocery stores across Wisconsin. Check the website's product finder at jonesdairyfarm.com.
Coach Jace Rindall of the UW-Whitewater Warhawks, as they get ready for UW lacrosse, joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We do this, and I always look forward to it because you know I love Division III athletics, and I love non-revenue sports at the Division I level. However, I always, this is the third year we've done this with Coach Jace, and I always am not quite sure how to say his last name. Now, Wilde versus Wild, that happens all the time, right? But I always want to say Rindall. And I'm wrong. It's Rindall. It's Coach Jace Rindall from UW-Whitewater Warhawk football. Jace, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great. Appreciate you having us on the show and looking forward to talking.
Yeah, I'm already in the doghouse, not only with the pronunciation thing, but my buddy Josh Goldberg is mad that he had to find out from you that you were on the show and that I didn't know. Now I'm like his TV guide for Wilde and Tausch. So we're happy to have you. We love it when we do this.
But I think Josh appreciates the free shout out right there, getting on the front end of the show.
He's the voice. So like, I mean, he's kind of a bigger deal than me when it comes to Whitewater football. Speaking of big deals, you guys have a big one on Saturday with UW lacrosse. You guys are out to what, a 3-0 start?
Yeah, we got through our non-conference, came out of it 3-0. Feeling pretty good about where we're at as a team, and huge challenge ahead of us on Saturday. As you mentioned, we start conference play with a tough opponent coming into the perk.
So as someone who covers the Packers, coaching, I always believe coaching is coaching. Have you taken Matt LaFleur's advice of the teach tape for the final minute of Sunday night's game and used it to make sure your guys know that when the clock is winding down, we have to have urgency? Is that something that transcends levels and you're using that to teach no matter what?
Without a doubt, right? That's the highlight of the week as you look at closing out the great weekends of football in the fall and Sunday night football, everybody's tuned in. So I did not make it to the end, but I saw the end of the first half, and I think there's some lessons you can learn there too.
Right.
And, where you at? Where's your strengths? Where's your weaknesses? If your offensive line's not very good, why put them in that situation to end the first half?
I am curious because, and when I say that I'm a aficionado of Division III sports, it's largely because the WEAC is as good as it gets from a conference. We have so many great teams in so many great sports. I am curious, though, because Tausch and I have had this conversation before with the way Division I football is trending, right? And Tausch is one of the great stories of walk-ons at Wisconsin who went on to become starters and NFL players, and my concern with that is that is starting to go away because of all the limitations and everything else. I'm curious, how do you think that will trickle down to your level? Because I would be curious if guys that would walk on at a bigger program would go to you guys now because it's really good football, and if it may actually be helpful to you guys as a program.
I think it is. We'll see. Time will tell. But there's a lot of change going on at the higher levels. You know, I think the teams that are going to have the hardest are the D2s and the FCS schools because they really turn into those minor league programs. And that's tough to build a program when you're developing, building, and all of a sudden they get their shot as a junior, play at a high level, and they're getting snatched up, going to a higher level. So it hasn't quite hit us yet. I think we're in a good spot because I do believe that our guys still come to our program to earn a degree, and that is the priority as they look at playing football and earning a college degree. So I think we're still in a good spot, but who knows? You know, I look at our team this year right now, and we're pretty young. We got a lot of talented juniors, and I sure hope that that we still got them all here next year as seniors. But got to get ahead of it, got to have a plan. But who knows how things will shake out as the game of football in college evolves.
So, Jace, when you have those young, those juniors and sophomores, and, man, they're playing really good football, do you try and hide the tape and not let that get trickled out into the FCS and, you know, the big boy schools?
No, I don't think we can do that. But I think what we can do is just have a great environment, great culture, you know, as coaches, develop those relationships with the players, care about them, push them, you know, do all those things that great coaches do. But then also, right, build a locker room that people don't want to leave, right? They want to be a part of something special. They want to be on a team that plays for each other, right? They care about each other. And I think if you develop that and have that, you're doing all that you can do as a coach to keep that locker room and keep that team going into that next year.
The game is Saturday at 1 p.m. at Perkins Stadium. It is Family Fest and Alumni Day. I just got a text from Bill Huber, a former offensive lineman for the Warhawks and one of my colleagues on the Packers beat. He's excited.
He's giving all that NIL money to you, right, Coach? Is Hubes is sending a bunch of NIL money down to you?
Well, quarterback club. I'll have to check the record, see if he's joined the quarterback club here at Whitewater to help support the program.
Those sports writers rake it in the big bucks, that's for sure. I want to go back to what I said about D3 and the WEAC, though, because, you know, obviously I've talked before on the show, Matt Lewis and Brad Fisher at UW-Oshkosh, the men's and women's basketball coaches, are really good friends of mine, and I love watching their teams play. And I do think that people don't understand the quality of every sport in the WEAC is really high. Like, I was having this conversation in the locker room, I can't remember which player, it might have been with Bo Melton, about how, you know, and he played at Rutgers, which is a fine academic and football institution in the Big Ten. But he has buddies that played in the Division II level, and they're like, this Division III in Wisconsin is legit. And he'd gone to a game, I don't know which game he went to, I don't know if it was an Oshkosh game, but he was really impressed. How much of a sales pitch is that for you guys, that you have such a terrific competitive league?
I think it's a big part of the sales pitch when you get into the recruiting. You know, our league top to bottom, you know, I think of Whitewater back in 05 was able to get to the national championship and then did that for seven consecutive years. We won the trifecta, men's basketball, baseball, and football, won a national championship in 2013. So you talk about 20 years ago was 2005. And, you know, Whitewater's kind of been at that top for a while. Well, what is everybody else in the league doing, right? They're trying to catch you. They're investing more into athletics, investing more into facilities and staffing. So that's just continued to elevate the level of competition in our league. So you want to come play competitive football. You want to be the best. You got to beat the best. And, you know, our league has done that. Now, we got to do it in the playoffs, right? You get to the playoffs. Now you got to be able to continue to advance so that you can keep this conference as that elite status. But come here. Come compete. Week in and week out, you're going to get challenged. So it's awesome to be a part of. And if you're a competitor, you're all about that.
Well, having covered a couple of Stag Bowls myself, we are certainly pulling for you to make it to one again. The other thing I would like to say about Whitewater, because the girls went to their gymnastics camp. It's a great facilities. Love it there. Is there a better way to get to the campus that I've been using? Because I just always feel like I get turned around and lost.
God. You want, Coach, did you realize you're going to be the
GPS?
Waze app today? Like, he gets the head of CBS primetime programming on, and he asks him what time Murder She Wrote's on. You got the head football coach on, and he's asking for directions. Hey, where's that restaurant close to this? What are you doing, Wildy?
More than
just,
you.
Just look at the phone, Wildy. Just follow the phone. There's a few options. If you zig and you're supposed to zag, just stay the course. You're going to get there.
All right, so if I was going for comic relief, I get nothing.
You nailed
for
it.
That.
You nailed it.
Yeah. Well, with very little help from you, by the way. So let's get back to football, which I was going to do anyway. Take us through the matchup a little bit.
Which gate entry is the best to get in, as far as tailgating goes, Coach?
What is
there
Family
early,
Fest?
There's going to be long lines.
There
on
we
Saturday.
Go. Yeah.
So are there still tickets available? Take us through the game day experience on Saturday if anybody wants to take it in.
Yeah, I've been told 10,000 tickets have been sold, and we got like 7 lots already sold out for parking. So you can check online, uwsports.edu, and you can find all that information there. But get there early. Parking's going to be a challenge. And then there's probably going to be some lines at the gates if you don't get there, you know, early. So, but it's going to be a huge, huge game, huge challenge, but it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. You look at, you know, we'll see about the Brewers, what time they're playing. Hopefully, I think we got to be Boston Red Sox fans to get that Brewer game to be at night. But the Badgers are on the road. The weather's going to be great. Two great competitive teams, and what an awesome place to be for a college football Saturday. But Whitewater, Wisconsin.
So, Jace, if we get down there, what do we expect offensively? Just give us a little taste of where you guys are at through 3 weeks and what you're going to hang your hat on to try to win another championship.
Yeah, you know, I think for us on offense, we're going to be physical. Our strengths are offensive line. We got a lot of returning experience there. We kind of got a little bit of a younger quarterback, but he's played well in our first 3 games. And, you know, lacrosse has got a really good defense, and they're going to be aggressive. They're going to blitz. They're going to stunt. And they're going to put a lot on that quarterback to throw the ball and win us, you know, get us some first downs, move the ball, and make smart decisions. Offensively for lacrosse, they're pretty talented. But us defensively, we got to make sure that we get after that quarterback. We can finish on him and make sure that when we get there, we tackle, get him to the ground. They got some long receivers and that are going to try to threaten the field vertically. So we got to make plays, 50-50 balls. But at the end of the day, I think when you play games like this, when they're really talented teams and very competitive, ball security and execution, right? Who can protect that football and then who can be clean and crisp on their execution? And I think that's who's going to come out on top.
Which parking lot do you think is the best parking lot to go into?
Go to lot one. Go to lot one on the outskirts. Yep, and then just walk.
Jason,
and tailgating, you can probably get some free food and a free drink on the way.
Exactly. I got her UW Whitewater volleyball sweatshirt, which she can wear to the game as well. Look, in all seriousness, we have fun every year when we do this, and we're always pulling for you. It's an awesome deal that you guys got cooking down there, even if it's a harder stadium to get to. We love having you every year, and we're always pulling for you. Thanks, Jace.
You guys are the best. Appreciate it so much. Go Hawks.
Take 94.
You're a beauty, man. You are a beauty. I know. You're a beauty. You just can't help yourself. I love it. It's funny. I knew that you were going to do so. I knew it. And then I love that you double down and then triple down too. That's the best part.
So again, I know that there are people that think I'm just a complete idiot. I understand that. You are entitled to that opinion.
One of them's here right now.
But there is a method to the madness. And when you – now, granted, the conversation – I've been texting back and forth with Brian Anderson. We're all good, I would like you to know. But sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Interesting day with guests from you here today.
But rumor has it Brian's got extra time now. He's going down to the Whitewater game this weekend with his wife of 32 years, and they're going to go to lot one. That's what I just learned from the last hour and a half.
No word yet on if he's taking 26 or a different highway. You know?
I think there's construction on the main thoroughfare.
Shoot.
Having driven to the campus on multiple occasions, it is not the easiest place to get to.
I will say this, and in all seriousness, the WIAC or WIAC, everybody gets mad when you don't say it properly.
WIAC.
I say WIAC.
I know there's 100 different ways to say it. I said, you know, we did the fun poll a few years ago, which city in the WIAC/WIAC. The football is legit. Uh-huh. Like, everybody knows that, and when you're, you know, recruiting and when you're doing that stuff, if it's, you know, back in the old days when, you know, Coach Eck was at South Dakota State and some of the other stuff, it was always tough sledding to get Wisconsin kids even to go there because of how good the football is in the WIAC/WIAC.
Are you doing a service to the conference by doing both pronunciations?
No, because if you think people get mad, and I want to make sure I'm saying it right, so I'm giving both options.
So
I don't
but
know
you're
which
also
one
making
it is.
Sure that you're saying it wrong.
No, but I've always thought it was WIAC, and I'm pretty sure the reels call it WIAC.
If I may,
is Coach still there?
No, he's still hanging out. You want to ask him?
We should ask him. What should the correct pronunciation?
I think he's actually trying to get us directions to this.
Coach,
Rindall Rand. I don't care what you call me. WIAC, I don't think we're picky either. We just love the shout out by you guys.
There we go.
Words.
There it is.
All right, it's either one. WIAC, WIAC, whatever.
This is like the end of Ferris Bueller. What are you still doing here? Go home. It's over.
Not too good. You guys are too good.
There we go. Yeah.
Jace, in all
seriousness. What are you trying to tell people to stop listening to our show?
No,
we're supposed to be welcoming. Coach, thank you for sticking around. We appreciate you. What are we doing here,
Tosh,
Wilkie?
Do you have any other questions for Coach Rindall?
He's got to go prep for this game. He's getting ready. But come on, man. Get off here. No, stick around. We'll break down. I don't know who else is playing this week. We'll break
down
the whole deal.
Does he want to take part in Woe Nelly?
He's heard that before. He doesn't want to take part of that. I feel fairly confident.
I don't
confident.
Blame him. Yeah.
Okay, we say goodbye.
I was waiting for the Jones Dairy Farm.
Oh, there's. Have you had their bacon? I'm telling you. Hey, the boys have a big game up front. Load them up, man. Yeah. Load them up.
We got some relationships with Jones Dairy Farm. My brother-in-law is actually the president there. So
is that right?
Jones Dairy Farm Warhawk football got a little connection going.
Awesome. We spent a day down there, and man, the food just did not stop. All of their great stuff. I really think that the natural sausage, the log, is probably the best. But you can't beat the bacon. How about Braunschweiger? Where do you come down on Braunschweiger?
No, that's not my cup of tea.
Not everybody's, but they make great Braunschweiger too.
Yeah,
your brother-in-law is the president.
The president. That's right. The vice president was my college roommate for 6 years, too. So
look at this.
Shout out Matt Hensel and Ryan Robinson.
Let's go.
Well, thanks for sticking around. I don't want to offend you any further.
Let it rip.
What are you
going to
do? How are you going to offend him?
Well, I have to break.
Can you just imagine all the Jones Dairy product down at all those lots sizzling, getting ready for this big battle down there on Saturday afternoon? Is there anything more Wisconsin than that? I don't think there is.
Maybe a cold beverage to go with it.
It'll be a Coors Light down there, Coach. You know that. And if you're going to mix something, make sure it's Tito's. And, of course, make sure Pella Windows is down there as well. And come down in a Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick Chevrolet. What else we got?
Butter.
And if you're using, make sure Grassland Dairy is part of your tailgate when you're cooking up the Jones Dairy. Jesse, Chase. Anything else?
Think you're good.
I'm good.
No.
Make sure UW Credit Union, get that. I know it's part of the whole UW system. Make sure we're down there. Bucky, I get the whole deal.
Jace, good luck on your next stop at Quick Trip. We appreciate you spending some extra time with us unexpectedly. Go Warhawks.
Steinhoffel's chairs will be down there, too. You better believe that.
Go Warhawks. Saturday, October 4th, 1 p.m. kickoff, Perkins Stadium.
Let's go.
Easy to get to, not hard at all. Plug it in the GPS. You're heading west if you're in Milwaukee. You're heading east, a little south. Southeast, if you're coming from Madison. It's going to be a great day.
Hey, I'm not going to say this was by far our best set with Coach. Can we all agree on that? This was by far our best. Just imagine next year what it'll be like.
They've all been good. The website, in all seriousness, for tickets, uwwsports.com. uwwsports.com. I'm on it right now. You can click on the roster. You can click on the schedule. You can join the Champions Club like Bill Huber. Everything you need is there. More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com. Ready to shine, it's just a matter of time before
we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm. Chris in the YouTube comments, also don't forget to call Gruber if you're involved in a fender bender on your way to Lot 1 to Perkins Stadium through the circuitous route it requires to take to get to UW-Whitewater. Time now for Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraka's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wilde and Tausch.
Rob in Michigan, can we make this a new recurring thing where guests stick around surprisingly longer than we think?
That was pretty fun.
Overtime with Coach Randall was pretty great.
you love when everything synergizes together like that. That was fun.
Whoa, Nelly!
Tausch, you mentioned Thursday night football tonight. The Los Angeles Rams and Davante Adams taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Which of these teams are you more concerned will be a threat to the Green Bay Packers in the postseason?
Oh, it's Rams, and it's not close. San Fran, I told you that they'd probably be better. They got old, and they paid old players. It's the anti-Gutenator setup down there.
Can't do that.
Can't do it. And I know it's, you got to pay Aaron Jones. You got to do this. Always go young. Like Vic Ketchman used to always tell me, it's a young man's game.
God, there's a guy I haven't thought about in a long
time. It is a young man's game. And if you always want to go to the default mechanism, don't pay old players. And San Fran has paid old players, and I think the pipe is coming home to roost. And I think they're going to struggle immensely. So that's where I'm at.
The what is coming home to roost?
The piper. The piper is going home to roost.
The pipe?
The piper.
Yeah. Pipe Jim is coming home to roost.
You paid a piper.
And then he roosts.
No, it's sometimes the piper, that's how it goes.
Whoa, Nelly!
What do you think will be more...
I mean, does anybody think that the 49ers are a bigger threat to the G&G than the Rams?
No.
They continue to crank out wins, though, which...
And they were 3-0.
They just lost last week to Jacksonville at home.
They did, yeah. Oh, Jaguars might be better than we think, though.
But they might not be either.
Sure.
Wonelli!
Anybody can say anything they want. Like, they might not, too.
Yeah. What's going on in practice? I don't know. The Jaguars might be better than we think. Or they're not!
Well, and who's thinking? Like, what? Like, none of that made any sense.
Cubs might beat the Padres today, or they might not.
Whoa,
I'm not saying, but I did a shtick 3 years ago when the Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Go ahead, Joe.
Be careful today, because the pipe might go a moment to roost for the Padres.
Which night game do you think will be more compelling to watch tonight? Rams, 49ers, or Red Sox, Yankees game 3?
Red Sox, Yankees game 3.
I don't like the fact that I have to root for the Red Sox because I don't want to root for either one of those teams. Like, I don't like either one of them.
Don't. Don't do it. Turn on Law & Order SVU or watch something else. Go watch a...
We want to root for the Red Sox because we want an 8 o'clock Brewers game on Saturday.
He said he didn't want to.
He's doing it for you because he wants...
Which part?
He wants...
For you and for Jace and everyone else who doesn't want their afternoon to be convoluted. UW
What do we have against the Red Sox? What do we care about the Red Sox? Like, I understand why we hate the Yankees. They're bleh.
I mean, it's not like the Red Sox are some plucky small market team.
They had a 90-year curse that they fought
through.
Boston
was the most spoiled fan base for a decade and a half with every sport. Yeah. Celtics, Patriots, Red Sox.
Yep.
Even the Bruins got in on the fun. Like, so don't feel bad about Boston's fans, and may never in my life. Feel better.
I'd still rather see them win than the Yankees win another one. I do.
I would agree with that statement. Next.
Oh, that's it. We're
yeah, this show, really, I don't even know what happened today, but this show went just goofy. And I don't, usually I'd blame myself. I don't think I can blame myself.
No, this one's on Wildy
today.
Usually
this is blame more Wildy. Yourself.
When you're, I usually will say, I've fully admitted that clock management and some of the stuff, it is on me. I talk and I ramble from time to time. I didn't feel that way today, other than the Badger of being the greatest win of all time.
A lot of tennis with BA also.
I didn't even bring that up. Jason did. Or Joey, as Brian calls him.
We need to wrap things up and we'll do it next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I remember the nights when we were young, dumb, and wild and free. When I closed my eyes, I could see you in my sweatshirt. Dancing around that college bar.
We got 1 minute to spare. Tausch, tomorrow on the show, will we be talking about how the Red Sox beat the Yankees, so the Brewers will be playing late Saturday and not interfering with our college football schedule? And will we be talking about the Brewers getting ready for the Padres or the Cubs?
I don't know. No, I think it's going to be Yankees win. Game's going to be early, and I think it's going to be the Cubs coming to AmFam Field and getting everybody's nerves all extra spidery. Spidey-lady? I think everybody's going to be all antsy, and then
pipe comes home to roost.
And I think that's what's going to happen, Joe.
I'm Jason. He's Jelly.
Thanks, Tausch.
You're Joe. You ain't.
Let's
Jason
go,
today.
Padres.
You're Joey.
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Rich Eisen. That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.